This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Best thing you can do to stay within budget is to get organized. Another suggestion is buying group gifts for a family or household instead of several individual gifts, and advises against taking out a vehicle title or payday loan to purchase presents since fees and interest rates are usually quite high. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Plans to tell senators at a hearing next hour that Omicron is a potential risk for the job market and further inflation as it gets detected in more countries, France and Japan, which has now banned all foreign travelers. So stock markets around the world are falling again. And on Wall Street, Dow futures are down almost 300 points. The CDC is urging people to get vaccinated, now recommending adults who are should get booster shots.
Still, researchers at Johns Hopkins University say it's not clear yet how transmissible the variant may be. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal reports the FDA could approve Pfizer's COVID-19 booster shot for use in 16 and 17-year-olds as early as next week.
Fox's Sean Langill. Testimony starts today in Chicago at Jussie Smollett's trial. Prosecutors told a jury the actor staged an attack and lied to police in a 2019 hoax. The defense says Smollett's a real victim of a real hate crime. In Minnesota, they'll start to pick a jury to put an ex-cop on trial. Fox's Jeff Manasso is following the case live.
Election begins in Hennepin County Court in the manslaughter trial of former veteran Brooklyn Center police officer Kim Potter and the April shooting death of Dante Wright. Police body cam of the incident, the former officer saying she mistook her gun for her taser after Wright, who had a warrant, was pulled over and resisted arrest. Police have called the shooting a mistake, as Wright's family calls for justice. Dave.
Jeff, later this hour, former President Trump's lawyers go to an appeals court again trying to block the House committee investigating the January Capitol attack. The committee is looking for call logs and drafts of speeches and other documents, but the former president's arguing he has a right to executive privilege on all that. America's listening to Fox News.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera with 50% off a new system this week. Visit simplysafe.com.
Dell Technologies' biggest business sale of the year has arrived. Step up your vision with top tech up to 50% off during their Cyber Monday event. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Plus, get incredible savings on Windows 11 PCs, along with servers, monitors, and docks, all with free shipping. There's also special financing with Dell Business Credit. Get started by contacting your Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
While the president's former president Trump's lawyers return to court today, there is another attorney who could be hauled into court by the House committee investigating the January riot. Lawmakers will vote tomorrow
whether to recommend contempt charges against Jeffrey Clark, a former Justice Department lawyer who advised the Trump White House on election fraud claims. Clark has not answered questions for the panel. The select committee has not yet said if it will pursue a contempt charge against former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, who also refused to comply with a subpoena. Earlier this month, Steve Bannon, a former aide in the Trump White House, was indicted on two federal counts of criminal contempt. He has pleaded not guilty. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Jury selection also starts today in another high-profile case. Ex-reality TV star Josh Duggar will go on trial in Arkansas facing child pornography charges. A father is due in court today in California, accused of killing his four kids.
The bodies were found Sunday night in the city of Lancaster, north of Los Angeles. Four children shot to death, along with their grandmother, the youngest just an infant, the other three under age 12. L.A. County Sheriff's Lieutenant Brandon Dean tells the Associated Press the children's mother found them and called 911. And shortly after that, their father, 29-year-old Jamarcus David, turned himself into deputies at the Lancaster Sheriff's Station. He was arrested after questioning and held in lieu of $2 million bail. Lieutenant Dean says the grandmother had been babysitting. After first responders arrived Sunday, one neighbor says a woman was screaming in the family's yard that her babies were gone. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Four bodies were found late last night at a house near Fort Wayne, Indiana. Police are not giving many details of the deaths, but do say they're not searching for any suspects. Another big-name college football coach is on the move. The AP reports Brian Kelly will go to LSU, leaving Notre Dame, which is in contention for the playoffs, just after Lincoln Riley left Oklahoma to be head coach at USC. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
When you need your car towed, when you need your car repaired, when you need new or used tires, Shamierthong Green Switch Road in Decatur is your one-stop shop. When you need repairs, towing, or tires on your fleet, you can count on Shaner's on Green Switch Road in Decatur. For complete professional towing, auto repairs, and a great selection of new and used tires, you can depend on Shaner's at 3696 Green Switch Road in Decatur. Tell them Shaner's sent ya!
You can do this forecast all day long.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Second day of December is going to be in the 60s.
That's exactly right. Today, yes. Today's nice. It's going to be sunny with a high of 52. Tonight, we have a very small chance of rain after 3 a.m. It'll be cloudy with a low of only 35. For Wednesday, that chance of rain continues just until noon. It'll be mostly cloudy, then sunny later with a high of 56. And then Thursday, sunny with a high of 62. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 36 degrees. And your WSOY time is 8:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday, November 30th edition of Byers & Company. We'll check in with Natalie Beck from the Community Foundation. And our gift of the day, one of my all-time favorites, your chance to win, coming up next.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
What a pretty sunny day to start with, right?
Looks great outside.
We get here, it's so dark before the show starts, and then the sun comes up, a beautiful view. From the east, and I don't know what it looks like for the 5 o'clock shows. Is it dark by 5 o'clock? I guess. It is, right?
Yeah. It's dark by five.
Yeah. So they don't get any kind of sunset or sunrise view. They just get the dark.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay though. It looks great in here in the dark.
Yeah, it does. Looks awesome.
Okay. You all right today?
Yeah, I'm good.
It seems like a struggle bus a little bit this morning.
Well, I'm not going to throw anybody under that bus that I'm struggling under, but yeah, it's a struggle bus.
Well, that's such a passive aggressive move there. I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus.
My elbows were sharpened for that.
Okay.
Very passively.
Somebody had left something.
We're doing okay. Okay. We're doing okay.
I'm all about just solving problems, Nick.
No.
And just making sure you're good.
I'm good. Thank you. And I appreciate it. It's sunny. Natalie makes it sunnier.
Of course she does. Because she's involved with everything. You know, they've taken the Community Foundation up several notches under her tenure, in my humble estimation of just watching things from the outside from a community perspective. We were there Saturday morning with the brand new refurbished and restored inside of the transfer house. If you haven't gotten down here yet to see Santa, you must. It is beautiful. I know that Natalie and her crew have been working with your charity. You're now officially a 501c3. Huh? How about that?
On the sheet. We're on the flyer. This is awesome.
What flyer?
They're on our calendar.
On the calendar?
Yeah, can you believe that?
2022 calendar of recognized Mint County nonprofits.
Okay, I didn't see that.
He has the first copy.
Okay.
Second and third copies, too.
All right.
I'll get you one.
No, congratulations. I mean, I know you've talked about that, but so tell me what that experience was like. I mean, with Natalie here, how did you start this? What made you want to do this? And
I'm glad you
how
asked.
Did all that work?
Because this is a very short story.
Okay.
Hey, Natalie, I need help. Okay.
Okay.
Natalie says, here's the attorney to go to. The attorney has all of it sorted out. I go and fill out some paperwork, sign some stuff, answer some questions, make sure it's all. I mean, you can't just do it. We did homework to, here's our mission. Here's what we're trying to do. And I mean, honestly, it was as simple as that. And then she even went a step further and said, hey, have you guys gotten that, that certification yet? If so, we'd like to include you. And sure enough, that wasn't passive. That was actively looking to give us help and help people in need. So, that was the whole process, right there. I mean, it's not any more complicated than that.
Well, kudos to you.
Thank you.
For you. When did you start this charity?
I started it with a class probably around 2000 at Millikan as a class project, and officially, I guess unofficially, started doing it the last maybe 10 or so years.
Yeah.
And then now we're ramping it up for real for 2022.
All right. Very good. Very good. There's so many, you know, and you get to see this probably even more so now than you ever have, even though you've been publicly involved in a lot of things over the years. Just so many organizations and people out there trying to do good things.
There are. And really, you know, Nick did the time test. Is it worthy of becoming a nonprofit?
Yeah.
Or is it just a special event, or you have a fundraiser one time? So he really has put the time in, and in order to make that next step, he needed to get his certification.
Yeah. So now Operation Warm and Fuzzy is an official charity.
That's right.
So what are you doing with that?
Well, all right.
It's Giving Tuesday. You should be getting on the bandwagon here.
Well, for 2022, our idea is to make – we can't solve the big problems, but we can help with the moments of crisis.
Right.
So we envision ourselves being in every – police vehicle, in every fire vehicle, in every children's room, in every hospital, with, you know, stuffed animals, so that if a family is being pulled out of a fire, hey, take your eye off of it, focus on this, hold this, and then we're there to support during the holidays for people that don't have things.
All right, very cool. If people want to support it, clearly reach out to Nick and do so. You guys are also having an event this week that's honoring Dr. Brett Jurger. I was going to be able to be there, and I RSVP'd, and then, you know, it's funny about, like, your company. Like, they don't care about your plans. Wait a minute. I've got that date scheduled. No, it's something else landed, and I have to be at that. We will go out and cover it for Nauticator.com, but it's just another example of these organizations or groups that are out there. I'd never heard of them.
Of Prairie Land?
Yeah.
Yes, services. It's an amazing organization, wraparound services for developmentally disabled people, and it's actually serves a lot of counties, which just happens to be an office here in our county as well. So outstanding organization.
Yeah, you and Debbie and other people in the community working together to sort of highlight these organizations and get them a little more love and attention, I think is important.
It is. It's a great partnership that Debbie and I have, and it really is. Our role is to lift them and then step back and let them do their thing.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
All right, so it's Saturday. What a big success. It was just packed. I didn't really know what to expect. I mean, I knew Santa was going to be officially there for the general public starting at 11, and you can follow Deck the Town on Facebook to get all the hours and all of that. But man, I was just stunned at the inside. What an amazing job, all the labor groups and everybody that came together. It's beautiful.
And you can't thank the labor groups enough and all the people that did the actual restoration work, use their talents, hands-on on the job. And, you know, the city has had that structure off and on, different levels of restoration, the outside, but the inside was really in a state of decay. And so 18-month project, and you were there for the reveal. So
yeah.
Amazing gift back to the city. It can be rented by anyone. You go through the Commission and Visitors Bureau. So small meetings, receptions.
Yeah.
It has a restroom now. It has heat.
Yeah, so, it's like all the amenities. I mean, it was like from outhouse to like penthouse.
Exactly.
Kudos to Terry and the crew at the Decatur Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. And then is it still an anonymous donor?
We had three donors fund it from the Community Foundation.
Okay.
Two are anonymous. Dan Hardy was there to be recognized. Amazing.
Him, yes.
Longstanding. Some people may recognize the name from a grant, Hardy, Amherst Hardy, that grants every year in July to local nonprofits. So long-standing family and philanthropy. But yes, we had several donors step up, and I imagine as it goes on, there'll be more want to get involved to keep it at the level now that it's reached.
Well, I know that it's just perfect, and you know, we still have COVID in our midst, and you know, need to be safe and smart about it. And that was impossible to do in that tiny little house that they had Santa in. And this gives you the ability to do that in a safer way, and the kids still get the great experience.
And also, really, I mean, I have 11 grandkids under 11. Some of them you met that day. And to have a restroom while you're waiting in line is a big deal.
Just those little things. Heat is a big deal. Not for Thursday of this week, but eventually before Santa arrives. Just great stuff. Christmas parade is coming up this week. We had the Thanksgiving luncheon, you know, last week. Today is Giving Tuesday.
It is.
Giving Tuesday is a confusing thing to me because it's and maybe it's just me because of the job I do. I've just been inundated. I probably have received 24 emails already today about giving back. And you can't do all of it.
It is a movement, but it's also on learning where you might want to volunteer.
Okay, that's a good
idea. And so today's gathering at First United Methodist has so many, over 20 local nonprofits, and they also want you to learn, would you be interested in volunteering? Would you be interested in being on our board? Have you even heard of us?
Time, treasure, and talent, they
call
that, right?
Exactly. So it isn't, you know, and it grew out. It's a movement that started in 2012, came out of the Y.
Yeah.
Love that, in New York. And it was after all the shopping and, you know, Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday, and then they came up with Giving Tuesday. So it's awareness.
Yeah, no, I get it.
And, you know, if you want to learn more, but yes, certainly, you know, all the nonprofits throughout the United States don't want to be missed, so they...
Oh, everybody jumps in. Yeah,
and,
no,
you
yeah.
know.
But and we accidentally set the press conference for the food drive. I mean, honest to God, that wasn't even in the thought process.
And right away, Debbie and I are like, oh, it's Giving Tuesday. Yeah, that's a big gift.
Well, we're going to give out $1.5 million today, which I'm very excited about.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, so we'll be doing that a little later in the program. You can watch for that on Nauticator.com a little later in the day. So there's a lot of things to be thankful for coming off of Thanksgiving weekend and heading into the holidays. You just had Dale Coley and, you know, all the work they're doing with the Salvation Army, and you know, see people out, you know, doing the bell ringing, and I don't know. I would love for more people to get involved. I don't know how many, you know, I don't know what the percentage of the population that gives
volunteering
anything.
Or anyway. I think it's pretty high, especially when you include the churches.
Sure,
I think that's where we start, right? In the community, we have a lot of giving in our churches. And fellowship. And so, and you know, like what we're doing with YLA, then get it in the schools, get it with the youth.
Yeah.
And it just builds throughout your life. It feels good. I think our office is ringing bells every Monday in December, and we're excited. We dress up and we have fun. So
you guys are doing the Nick, I don't know if you follow. I mean, they're all about the theme down at the Community Foundation. I'm like, okay, is that the cast?
We have a lot of aprons.
Or is that the cast of Grease? You know, you guys are like all over it.
I asked Nicole Bateman actually to be Olivia Newton-John that day because she came to mind. I'm like, you are perfect, and she was traveling that day, so darn it.
You guys had all the rest of the pink ladies in the Thunderbirds.
We did.
A lot of fun. You feel like, and I think this is a benefit and a plus for the Community Foundation, just from a marketing perspective, is giving is a very serious thing, but it doesn't have to be this wall of serious that people are intimidated by. You've made it fun.
It always should be fun.
Yeah, it should be.
Yes. I mean, it should be for the donor. It should be a life-changing experience. It should bring you joy. That's the whole reason you give to someone. And again, you know, talents and your time and a treasure. But if you're not happy, then we're here to make your experience much better and connect you with whatever brings you joy.
I think that even if it's a somber cause, you can find
joy in the
doing something about it. And I don't know. I think it's just a major plus for the foundation. It just you're more approachable.
I think it celebrates our humanity.
Well, but I also think when you put foundation at the end of anything, people kind of go, oh, I'm intimidated, or I don't have $1 million, or I don't have $100,000. It's not for me. It's for, you know, older rich people. I mean, there are all of these perceptions that I think people just naturally have. You guys have kind of take the starch out of that a little bit and have some fun with it.
We do have fun. We are for this community, and you know, we only are here to serve Macon County, and so we want to make it as joyful and beneficial for our community and our donors.
Where do we stack up against other, you know, community foundations and other foundations as far as you know, how Decatur is doing with our, well, I should say Macon County.
It depends what, you know, metric you're using. So we're the 8th largest community foundation in Illinois.
We're not the 8th largest city, are we?
No. Oh, no. Unfortunately, we are our population.
Yeah.
We are 3rd in the United States for decreasing size of a city. So, and I say that a lot when I go out and speak. We are a tale of two cities. We have so much giving, so much wealth, and yet we know we have 22% poverty. So, but on the metrics, we are a very strong community foundation. And we're honored by that. And a lot of that goes back to those formative years, the relationships, as you mentioned earlier, with ADM, mm-hmm. Caterpillar, those that really got the foundation started. So we're very thankful for that history, and we just keep building on it. And we've hit a lot of milestones this year, and it's I'm just so grateful.
I know. When we celebrate the milestones, and Nick, this is a very selfish thing, I just feel old because I remember when all of it started, you know, whether it's the Public Schools Foundation, whether it's the Macon County Foundation, whether it's, you know, whatever it is. And it occurred to me yesterday, you know, when you think about going back to 19 or going back 20 years to the first food drive. High school seniors that would have participated in that are now approaching 50. They're in their 40s, right?
Wow.
I mean, that's just, you know, that's insane.
Or like when we're on the call yesterday and Nikki from Good Samaritan says, I was in high school and I was there volunteering and now I'm running a nonprofit. I'm like,
that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Thanks for reminding me.
All right. So I think it's safe to talk about last time Tony was in, not all of the area nonprofits had been contacted, but there are 13 wishes you guys made come true for these area folks at about $13,300 in grants. These small gifts are fun because it's like, oh, I need a printer.
They do, and a lot of times those fall through the cracks, right? Or they're not in the budget, but yet they need it to get their work accomplished. And that wish list is out there for anyone to peruse and see, do I match up? Is there something I want to fund? Those were just something we did at the beginning, or I guess right around, third week of November?
Yeah.
And you know, a way to get some funds out right away to help people as they went into the fourth quarter and a lot of holiday giving. So
Dove, Equity and Inclusion Endowment Fund and Webster Cantrell Youth Advocacy, Decatur Area Arts Council, Decatur Family YMCA, Beautify Decatur Coalition, Salvation Army, Project Read Plus, Boys and Girls Club, Baby Talk, Macon County CASA, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and God's Shelter of Love all got gifts.
Yes, and we keep that list up to date all the time, so you can check it out. Our donors regularly review it. We send it to them once a year as well. And there have been grants on there, $50,000 to the OKO for their gym floor.
Yeah.
The YMCA got a large grant. So the grants range. And there's some beautiful requests out there that could just use. And like you said, you don't have to fund the whole thing. Send $100 and partially fund it.
Absolutely. And sometimes $100 funds it.
It does.
And you know, I learned that a long time ago. I think when I first was on the Public Schools Foundation board, is like I didn't realize how far $500 could go.
Exactly.
No idea the impact that
it could
make.
Well, the teachers are amazing with what they can do with $500.
Absolutely. Well, the Community Foundation of Macon County literally stewards 365 funds, total assets of $50 million, distributed over $36 million to this community over the last 20 years. Pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah, this year we're already over $4 million, so in what we've given out. And that is, you know, what the donors have given out, and we're blessed to steward that for them. So I'm anxious to see what December brings.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Natalie, we'll see you this afternoon. Thank you for everything. Natalie Beck. And MaconCountyGives.org is the website if you want to check out their information. We'll be back with more. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 52, and tonight, slight chance of rain after 3 a.m., increasing clouds with a low of 35. For Wednesday, 30% chance of rain before noon, mostly cloudy, then sunny with a high of 56. Then for Thursday, sunny with a high of 62. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 36 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:23.
When you need your car towed, when you need your car repaired, when you need new or used tires, Shamier's on Green Switch Road in Decatur is your one-stop shop. When you need repairs, towing, or tires on your fleet, you can count on Shamier's on Green Switch Road in Decatur. For complete professional towing, auto repairs, and a great selection of new and used tires, you can depend on Shamier's at 3696 Green Switch Road in Decatur. Tell them Shamier's sent ya!
You know Bob Brady is Decatur's favorite place to buy a car, but did you know Brady's also Decatur's best place to sell your car?
Brady's Buying.
You have a car you've been meaning to sell? We get it. You don't want to run an ad, take the calls, put up with endless test drives, haggling, and ultimately, you've got a bunch of paperwork to deal with when you sell it yourself.
Let Brady buy it.
It's easy. All you have to do is bring it in. With most vehicles, we can make an offer your first visit. Bring your title or loan papers and get ready to get paid. We do the paperwork.
Even if you don't buy one of ours, we'll buy yours.
You'll get true NADA book values and top dollar for all types of vehicles. Not running? No problem. We bid non-working vehicles, too. Don't let it sit there in your garage or driveway. Get rid of the headache. Ditch the eyesore. Stop draining your bank account with license and insurance payments. Sell it to Bob Brady today.
At both locations.
The Bob Brady Auto Mall, just off I-72 at exit 144 in Decatur, or Bob Brady Cadillac Buick GMC at exit 141 in Forsyth.
Hey guys, there is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenix is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenix and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenix, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
You're listening to Buyers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, our gift of the day, built by the Romano Company, right? We've been doing this every day, all the way to the holidays. How about Marquee Coffee? I'm biased. I'm just going to tell you that right up front. They're located at 1234 West Cerro Gordo Street in Decatur. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. You can visit them online at marqueebeverage.com. And if you need the perfect gift for the caffeinated in your life, what about coworkers, holiday party, housewarming gifts, whatever, we have the perfect gift for you. It's the Marquee Variety Gift Bag. Now, they're going to be available for purchase from Marquee Beverage for $55. You can call 429, that's 217, of course, 429-5282 to reserve yours today and pick it up at Marquee at 1234 West Cerro Gordo. What does it have? Well, it's a global spectrum of flavor, right? It's got 12-ounce bags of the following ground coffees. You get 12 ounces of French roast, 12 ounces of Colombian Supremo, 12 ounces of the Commodore's Cup, 12 ounces of Ethiopian, 12 ounces of Peru, and half calf. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 6 unbelievable flavors all in one gift basket. If you've got somebody who's heavily caffeinated in your life, this is going to be like 6 times the amount of giving.
Absolutely right. And it's that sampler. It's the opportunity to find out which coffee you like the best. They're all locally roasted and freshly roasted. So you go through your bags, and eventually you're going to find the one that's going to be your one.
Yeah, but they also have Java, espresso, cappuccino. They do all of it. All of it, plus the syrups and flavored creamers to complement your coffee choices. They can also take care of your company, your office, your business, as they have done with us.
That's absolutely right. I mean, you would be surprised at the sheer volume of restaurants, self-serve, convenience stores that are all have the Marquee placards on the tea urns and the coffee brewers.
You betcha, because you want the best. And what this whole gift of the day built by the Romano Company is about is finding the best of the best right here, locally owned and operated.
We have some good stuff here.
We have great stuff here. And I would put Marquee Coffee at the very top of that list. My personal endorsement. There you go. The cups even make me happy.
Yeah, I mean, if you have an office, They can deliver you everything you need and keep it stocked. Cupsters.
They've done it for years for us, and it's been unbelievable. But we have this gift basket up for grabs on the Nowdecatur Facebook page. All you have to do is go to the post, like, comment, feel free to share, and you're automatically entered. Random draw, random winner every day. We're giving away gifts of the day every day. But support your local businesses. MarqueeBeverage.com. Or you can visit them at 1234 West Saragordo Street. Just look for the big digital sign out there as you're heading out west. Great stuff. Great gift idea. You know, I'm just saying, I love all of our shops. If you're looking to buy something for us, this would be, you know, right at the very top of the list.
It's a good one.
It's a great one. I got to try the French roast. I've never tried it.
And the Peru is new.
The Peru's brand new?
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. We're going to take a break for bottom of the hour stories and news. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties, your best home investment. We've asked local residents their Christmas wish for the community and their New Year's resolutions. Take a listen to St. Teresa's Ken Hendrickson.
I think it'd be wonderful if we could continue to be positive and to make improvements and hopefully get this COVID past us. Well, New Year's resolution.
It's a little early, I know.
A little early. I better take a look at it. I better get on the scale and look at my weight here again, okay?
And Salvation Army's Kyle Karsten.
Salvation Army raises funds, just taking care of the people in need. You know, my wish is that everybody would have a special Christmas, not be in those challenging times that people obviously fall into. And just having an opportunity to meet some of those needs, that would be my wish.
You know, a New Year's resolution for me is just continue to try and be a positive difference.
For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Centers for Disease Control now recommends that adults get vaccinated, that adults that are vaccinated for coronavirus get a booster shot.
The new guidance reflects the emergence of the Omicron variant. Pfizer says it will apply for regulatory approval for a booster for 16 and 17-year-olds. Johns Hopkins reports that the average of new daily cases in South Africa has increased by more than 1,500%, as health officials in that country say the Omicron variant is driving that new wave.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, Notre Dame football coach Brian Kelly, apologizes to players that he didn't get a chance to tell them in person. He's quitting to coach Louisiana State.
Earlier this season, he became the winningest head coach in Notre Dame football history, surpassing the iconic Newt Rockne. Kelly would now take over at LSU from Ed Orgeron, who agreed to step down from the Tigers program at the end of this season in a mutual parting of ways with the university set back in October.
That's Fox's Matt Napolitano. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuckit. Untuckit shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with their super soft flannels, wrinkle-free shirts, performance shirts with stretch, and cozy sweaters that are all perfect for right now. They even have a line for her. Find the perfect gift for every guy on your list at one of 80-plus Untuckit stores or at Untuckit.com. Untuckit. Shirts designed to be worn untucked.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 52, and tonight 20% chance of rain after 3 a.m., increasing clouds with a low around 35. For Wednesday, we've got a 30% chance of rain up until noon, mostly cloudy, then sunny as the day goes on with a high of 56. And for Thursday, sunny with a high near 62. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 37 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:32.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We are back here on a Tuesday, the final day of November, as we wake up tomorrow morning officially in December. Although much warmer temperatures, as Nick just said, than we're normally used to for the 12th month of the year. I'll take it any day.
Yeah, I thought of something. You know, Defiance, Missouri, that was actually where the TV show Defiance was allegedly based. Do you remember that?
Mm-mm.
It was about maybe 5 years ago. It also ended up being a video game.
Not even a clue what you're talking about. Okay. What was this show about?
It was a sci-fi show, one of those like futuristic, I would call it maybe post-apocalyptic sort of thing. It was kind of a hit for a couple of years.
It was?
Yeah.
Okay. I missed that one.
Huh. I thought maybe that's where the familiarity came from.
No. Where was Truman born?
Like Harry Truman or the Truman Show Truman?
No.
Truman Capote.
The president. he was born?
Hannibal? I don't know this one. It wasn't Defiance. It wasn't on their wiki a thousand times.
No, I was. It's somewhere. I mean, he was born in Missouri. I just don't know where.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't there for that.
Lamar, Missouri.
I've never even heard of Lamar. I just learned something new.
There you go. So I was thinking maybe it had some attachment to that, but that's not right either. I don't know. There's some reason why Defiance, Missouri is in my head. And it wasn't a TV series that, unfortunately, I'd never heard of. And it wasn't the birthplace of Harry Truman. So
which
I have
was
no
Lamar.
Idea. Huh?
Which was Lamar.
Lamar, yes. I don't even know where that is. All right, good morning and welcome. He lived in Independence, I think, is the one you associate with. I think that's where maybe the museum is.
Yeah, I think you're right on that.
You know, back then, people moved around a lot, you know, at that time. So he was 6 when they moved to Independence, Missouri. Anyway, Christmas parade is this weekend, and the lineup starts at 2:30, steps off at 4:30. If you're wanting to come down and take a gander, maybe get some candy, see all the lights.
Yeah, if you're setting up in that parade, you're going to set up in the daylight, and then you're going to be marching in the dark.
That's exactly right. But the good news is 46 and partly sunny on Saturday, so it's going to be, you know, pretty nice. Nothing worse than, like, bone-chilling cold, and we've had both for the Christmas parades. I mean, we've had nice. We had a tornado a couple of years ago.
That's exactly right. I was thinking about, you know, what other sort of activities are missing? What could we do? And then I was thinking about them, and 85% of them got thrown by the wayside because who knows what kind of weather you're going to get, you know, middle of December. I mean, that would ruin, like, almost everything.
That's correct. We're going to be out decorating our tree next week for the Trees on the Tees.
I cannot wait. They had, like, I think he said over 10,000 people. Everybody left there having a great time. And telling other people about it. It was just fun.
Yeah, I think they have 28 of the major sponsored trees and then a bunch more in the pavilion.
Oh, awesome. I loved it. It was so much fun.
Well, I didn't go last year. It wasn't being bah humbug. It just I didn't get around to scheduling tickets, and they were sold out, and we didn't go.
My family double-dipped. You know that farm that we learned about last year that we talked about that did the light show and
yeah.
Tune into the radio? We went and did both of those in one go.
Yeah.
That was a fun night.
Was it? How far away is the farm?
It's by Richland area, so it wasn't.
Oh, it's like in town.
Yeah, it was not a big deal. But it's a house, and they have their own radio station. I don't know those details well enough, but you tune in, you watch the show, and then you drive through, and then we're like, let's go do the. Let's get on our golf carts.
Yeah, you know, back in the day, we used to broadcast the parade. Like back in the day, meaning like 2 years ago. And we've done it from Central Park. We've done it from inside a vehicle. We did it, from the old Haynes and Essex, the Striglos building mm-hmm. one time. It was so cold. We did it from what's the educational center right there? Kind of catty corner, next to
the Macon Pie.
Yeah. From the upstairs of there. And there have been like nights where it's like 30 below.
Yeah.
Just miserable.
And the parade people, you watch them, and it's funny because you watch like the cheerleaders and the people that are doing their thing.
Yeah.
But if they flinch for a minute, then they realize how cold it is.
No kidding. You want to stay moving.
You got to keep it up.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks again to Decatur Earth Mover Credit Union for all of their hard work on putting that together. The parade will begin on Franklin and Macon, head north, turn on North Street, then head south on Main Street. Then ending at Maine and Macon, so they make the whole square around. So your chance to, if you want candy, this is just a little practical advice. Because here's what people will always do, and it's human nature kind of thing. You know, it like days in the past, if you had hundreds of trick-or-treaters, you know, like at first you're handing out handfuls.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, oh, crap, we may not have enough. And you start kind of being a little more
mm-hmm. conservative with it.
Yes. So if your aim is to collect candy at a parade, you want to be at the beginning of the parade, not the end of the parade.
I'm going to tell you something, Brian. You've got to make a calculated gamble. The beginning is the lock. You're going to get more than you would because the conservation hasn't kicked in. The first handful is always way more than it should be.
Yes.
But at the end, there's going to be several floats that pass you up with no candy. But then there's going to be a few that were conservative the whole time.
And they're emptying it all out.
And they just start dumping it out.
Yeah, I got to say, if I'm playing the house odds on this one, I'm going to go to the beginning.
The biggest jackpot can be at the end, but yeah. The front is the safest bet.
It depends on how many veterans you have in the parade.
That also matters. Yeah. But the haul could be at the very end, but you could also leave with nothing.
And the very end, you have less traffic, you have less crowd, mm-hmm. you have a better standing point, better right. vantage point. I just know that it seems to me over the years, just anecdotally, that people hand way too much out on the front end, and then they're making it try to last to the end.
Also, you get the better performance. The tumblers they've got all the spring.
They're all worn out.
At the end, you might get a cartwheel or two.
Yeah, or maybe. By that point, they're done. The finish line is in sight.
Yeah. So I would say you want to be up front if you can.
Yeah. You know, do you want... You know, Usain Bolt, you know, like full speed, or do you want him just letting up, you know, because he's crossing the finish line?
Right. Yeah, exactly right.
All right. This Saturday, step off is at 4:30 for those of you coming down and wanting to watch the Decatur Earth Mover Credit Union Christmas Parade, the light up parade. I love the nighttime parade. I know we have that horrible story out of Wisconsin. You know, I haven't heard anything recently about that.
Yeah, me neither. It is terrible. I've actively stopped looking for it. I mean, it's just.
No, I don't actively look for any of that kind of thing. But I love the fact that, and I remember when they made the decision, because it was always a morning parade. You know, it kicked off, you know, for years there was a tradition. And traditions are made to end.
And to create new ones.
Yeah. Because we have a new one now, right? But it was sort of, the idea was they had the Symphony of the Trees at the Decatur Civic Center. And that wasn't forever. That was just the latest tradition. Up on the mezzanine level, you know, companies would sponsor a tree, decorate it, and all that. And then that would be like a kickoff on Friday night. And Saturday morning, there'd be the turkey trot and the Christmas parade, right? And that would lead to... hopefully people shopping in retail, shops. Although I still think parade crowds kind of come and go. I mean, it's like they come down, watch, and they get in their cars and they go home. Some stay. And then that was moved to a nighttime thing. And then that was probably more beneficial to the restaurants than it was necessarily the retail. If they're not open that late. And that's what the Christmas walk and all that's all about. But now we have new traditions. We have like trees on the tees. That wasn't even anything.
And it's one of our best already. It is first and foremost. And if you... listen to Clay talk about all the different, the Santa shuffle, and you listen to Kyle, and, you know, they just did their pancakes and had a decent turnout. I mean, there are things going on.
Yes.
All the time.
And then there are facts that people just can't let go of. Like it just always has to be the same thing. Folks, I just have news for you. It's just not the way life works.
Right. And our community has turned over. So many times. We've got fresh legs, it would feel like here.
Yes. The problem would be is if things just die off and nothing new replaces them.
Exactly right.
We got a whole lot of new, which is a really good thing. And traditions are fantastic. But eventually, you know, that's the way of life.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes even if you want to bemoan, you know, times pass, you know, you're look at the pool situation as just the perfect example. You know, yes, I enjoyed going to the pool as a kid, and I miss those days. But if I were a kid now, the pool that we're being offered with all the amenities
you betcha.
It's not even close.
And here's the thing, though. If you just want to come down to hard facts and numbers, right, you would have thought when they decided to close Fairview Pool, all the outrage on the West End of people really just ticked off. They were doing less than like 200 people a day at Fairview Pool.
Right.
They're doing like 1,500 a day at the new pool.
It's getting used.
By 10 times as many people.
And probably way more fun.
Well, of course it is.
Have you seen it?
But it's just, that's one of those things where it's just people will focus on the negative, and that's just kind of what we do, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you just have to stack up with what you have versus what you had.
That's exactly right. All right. When we get back on the other side of the marquee break, we've got some. I had something from Monday that I didn't get to that I'd like to get to about Jim Edgar. Have you ever met Jim Edgar? Do you know anything about Jim Edgar?
Kid,
do you remember him being governor?
Mm-hmm. I remember what he looks like, and I remember maybe shaking his hand at either a parade or
yeah, was
you know,
he
something
from Charleston?
Like
I believe that's where. I mean, he was the only downstate, you know, middle of the state governor.
And as a kid, I do remember him kind of, and this is just a kid's perspective. It felt like he was around.
Mm-hmm.
Like it wasn't as rare to run into the governor or something like that. It just felt accessible to me.
All right. He had some thoughts recently that I wanted to share because it's to me, there's an interesting conversation to be had about where the Republican Party was and where it is. And when you look back to where it was, I'm not exaggerating.
Did he do this once before, during the pandemic? I mean, yeah. Where you brought it up?
Probably.
Okay, because this rings a little bit of a bell.
Well, this is a story from this weekend, sure. So it's a new story. Mm-hmm. But I keep waiting for just common sense from people, and I see so very little of it that when you do see it, you go, okay, this is what this used to look like. Right?
Yeah, it's still in there somewhere.
But if the new tradition is Darren Bailey, then I'm sorry, count me out.
Say he spent under $200 on his ad.
$190.
I think he blew it all on yard signs.
No, it was on Facebook.
The rest of his budget, I meant.
Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. You know all this. Go to our Facebook page right now and you can win a basket full of Marquee goodness. That will keep on giving. We'll be back with more after this.
The Refresh with NowDecatur.com. It's your daily snapshot, your daily conversation starter. Content you can't get anywhere else. It's the best of Now Decatur straight to your inbox every day. Get curated content, top headlines, daily weather and podcasts. Plus, get real estate listings, restaurant and show recommendations, family-friendly events, and more. Join the thousands of people in Macon County getting the Refresh in their inbox. Go to NowDecatur.com and click opt-in to sign up for the Refresh now.
It's that magical time of year when you think about year-end giving. At the Community Foundation of Macon County, we make it easy to be a philanthropist. Soon, the organizations you care about and have supported in the past will be sending their annual appeals for donations, and you will be deciding how to use your budget for charity before this year is over. This is Missy Batman, Vice President of the Community Foundation of Macon County. At the Community Foundation, we know that philanthropy requires thought and planning. We're here to simplify your gift giving. We have all of the tools to make it easy for everyone to be charitable. We can help you find a nonprofit that shares your vision. We exist to serve you and the community that you love. If you are considering a gift to a charity or want to set up a fund for future giving, call today at 217-429-3000 or visit us online at MaconCountyGives.org. The Community Foundation of Macon County. We're here to connect those who give with those in need for good forever.
You have the ideas, the tenacity, and the follow-through. UC Bank's experts are here to help with the capital. With deep knowledge and trusted guidance, UC will help you prepare a comprehensive financial business plan that boosts your livelihood and keeps your business successful for years to come. UC Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Our homes are where we feel the most happy, safe, and secure. So when we see signs of foundation problems, like cracks and uneven floors, we want to make sure it's fixed forever. At Woods Basement Systems, we understand. We've been eliminating foundation worries since 1986. Call Woods at 800-388-9326 for a free estimate. That's 800-388-9326 and stop worrying. Foundation problems don't get better with time. They get better with us. They're all things basement-y experts. Go online to woodsbasementsystems.com today. That's woodsbasementsystems.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
All my friends. We are back here on a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday morning for the last day of December. So Mark Maxwell from WCIA had an interview with Jim Edgar, the former governor. By the way, the last governor of Illinois who was either not voted out or sent to prison.
It's a rich history.
Right? I mean, he left standing, and he was undefeated in statewide elections. He won the Secretary of State's race twice in 1982 and 1986, and then the governor's mansion in 1990 and then 1994. So he was governor when I started in 1996, and a very nice man. He was known as Governor No. That was sort of the nickname because he got the state. I mean, if you go back and look at our finances and where we were as a state back then versus where we are today, I mean, it's unbelievable. Now, he had the following to say. The Republican Party in Illinois was always more of a centralist party. That's why I think we were able to win elections statewide. And he talks about the change. When I first broke into Republican politics, talk about like Jim Edgar would be unrecognizable in the Republican Party today. Unrecognizable. But he was largely considered one of the most successful politicians in Illinois history, as far as Republicans are concerned. And he was asked about Pritzker's handling of the pandemic. And he said, yeah, we're a year and a half in, but a lot of these decisions had to be made very quickly because nobody knew what the impact was going to be. He said, adding that he doesn't fault Pritzker. Now we can have a debate about what we could and couldn't have done differently. And I think there should be one once we're done with the pandemic. I don't think we're done, though. I think we're getting close. If people would just get vaccinated, I mean, this thing could be behind us. That's the thing I just cannot understand. I mean, I grew up in an era of polio. I mean, we rushed as kids down to get vaccinated. They hadn't tested that thing at all, but we wanted vaccinated. And so I have a hard time today. Maybe I'm just too old. I just don't understand the hesitancy to get vaccinated, but a lot of people haven't, so we still have the pandemic hanging around. I do think once it's done, and hopefully it'll be done sooner than later, you take a look at what is the right procedure. I don't begrudge some of the things that Governor Pritzker had to do. You never want to have to. That would have been a terrible thing to have to deal with. Saying that, there's no doubt that there is fatigue. There's just common sense of a guy who was elected twice as governor that you have a responsibility to lead. And he talks about the extremism on both sides and the cable news portion of this and how you can watch one channel and live in one America and another channel and live in another America. And I wonder what happened to the Jim Edgars of the world. He would never make it out of a Republican primary today.
Would he make it out of any primary? I mean, would his sensibilities work for Democrats?
No, well, I mean, that's not even the point of the conversation.
I know.
He's a Republican. He's been a Republican his whole life. He wouldn't run as a Democrat. He's not running for anything anyway. But I'm just telling you, a guy who was elected four times statewide would not even make it out of a Republican primary today. What does that mean?
You know, the only reason I asked the question that I did was I wondered if maybe you'd switch hats, you know, like if the that line of thinking was now over here.
No.
And so
it's not over here. It's just as extreme to the other side. And there's no way in hell that party is going to take a guy from Charleston, Illinois.
Right. So it's interesting because
the last time they tried that was Glenn Pichard, and the Democrats in Chicago got in bed with George Ryan because Glenn Pichard had the audacity to believe in the Second Amendment and wasn't pro-choice enough for their liking, so they took the Chicago Republican instead of the downstate Democrat. Hmm. So I'm not – listen, this isn't one is pure, the other is evil conversation. The both parties, in my opinion, have been hijacked mm-hmm. by the extremists and left most people in the middle going, what do we do?
Right.
Whether that middle is leaning right or that middle is leaning left, there are plenty of people. I mean, what's the story if you turn on cable news, it's this congresswoman, you know, calling this congresswoman a terrorist. But then you look at this congresswoman and some of the things she said, it's like no one's relating to any of these people for the most part. Right?
Right.
Or going, oh, that's really terrible behavior. on both sides. It's just, it's all, you're on my team, you got to pass this litmus test, and you have to believe. And he was saying in this interview that it didn't used to be that way, you know? That you could come with principles. And now you've sold out. You have no principles. You know, you're just going to go, and the politics, and he said, I had to remember when I was governor. I'm now the governor for the entire state. And I don't agree with that legislator from the south side of Chicago, but they come at it from a different background, and we both might be right or we both might be wrong, and we've got to find common ground. And you had to be willing to compromise. You're not going to get 100% of what you want no matter what. But now people are completely sold out. There's no principles. And he's accurately describing the political landscape today. And there was a time when Jim Edgar was the gold standard.
Right. So what does a guy like that's ballot look like? Does he have to hold his nose? Or does he not?
I think he's going to vote for the person. Now, here's the most important message he has, and the GOP won't listen to it as it's constructed today. He says Pritzker could be defeated in the upcoming 2022 election, but only if the party picks an electable candidate who can appeal to a statewide audience beyond the primary. Right? What is that? That's a shot across the bow of the Darren Baileys of the world. That guy's not going to beat J.B. Pritzker.
Yeah, red meat isn't going to play at a state level.
But it may be the only way to get out of a Republican primary. So it's a catch-22. You're screwing yourself. Right?
Right.
Let's run so far right that the only person that can get out of a primary is a guy who will play to the rest of the state like a drunken sailor. I mean, that makes no sense whatsoever as a strategy.
Mm-mm. Do they do governor approval ratings?
Sure.
Do you have any sense of what Pritzker's is?
Listen, he's like every governor in the United States of America, or the vast majority of them that have been responsible during the pandemic, Republican or Democrat alike, right? You got a Republican in Ohio that's almost the exact same. They've had to make hard decisions during a tough thing that nobody likes.
So it's bad.
No, I don't know. It's
approval
bad.
Rating.
You've got to look at the state of Illinois, and you've got to geographically separate out. The vast majority of the population is in one county. Mm-hmm. Approval rating there, very different than what it is down here. You know, it is not uncommon for an Illinois electoral map, you know, even when the Democrat wins, to look like one big blue blob and the rest of the entire state is red.
Right.
And that's been the case forever.
Mm-hmm. So it's not.
He's not anywhere near Biden numbers, like 38%. No, his approval ratings are much higher than that. But I do think that there are small business owners, there are people that could appeal to a message. I think they were tone deaf on the whole parental notification thing on abortion. I think that there's things you could run on, literally, right? Mm-hmm. But it's not going to be Darren Bailey. And if you believe it is, you are whack. I mean, you really don't understand how any of this works.
Yeah, we haven't seen probably the whole field yet.
No, although, how quick do you need to know? I mean, it's November of next year. It's 1 year away. And I bemoan the fact more than anybody that all this stuff is way too far out. But you got full steam, and you got people that are up and running. You got people making choices. You got these giant fundraisers that are going to figure out where their checks are going to go. So sooner or later, we're going to know what the whole field looks like. Right now, it looks pretty damn weak. But at the state of Illinois, running to the Trump level is not ever going to get you elected statewide. And Jim Edgar used to be the gold standard, and now he would be a rhino in Trump land.
Would Jim Edgar get a lot of Democratic votes?
Jim Edgar got a lot of votes from the center. I mean, I don't know today. I don't know how many of those blue dog Democrats are still out there. I'm assuming quite a few, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think conservative or left-leaning moderates, people in the middle, a guy like Jim Edgar, yeah. He was just a business guy who learned how to play the compromise game and get stuff done. And today, that there's just no room for that in the Republican Party as far as primaries are concerned. So it is the strangest thing watching a party figure out how, like, the only way we can get our guy is to get a guy that the rest of the state won't elect. That's a brilliant strategy. Seems to be the case, though. We'll see. I don't know what Adam Kinzinger is going to do. I don't know what Rodney Davis is going to do. But who knows? It's an interesting article on WCIA.com if you want to check it out with the former Governor Edgar. That's it for us. If you missed any of the show today, podcasts are driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group. You can get them anywhere you get your podcast, including Amazon and Audible, or right straight to NowDecatur.com. We will be back with you bright and early, 6 a.m. tomorrow. Have a great day.
Car, home, mobile device, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties, your best home investment. The city of Decatur is now accepting applications for the Decatur Small Business Rapid Relief Funds Round 3. The city was awarded $1.2 million from the DCEO Cure ES program to provide for our small businesses and hospitality industry. This grant is being made available to reimburse Decatur businesses for expenses incurred between March 1st and December 30th, 2021, related to outdoor dining expenses, PPE purchases, as well as mortgage, rent, and utility relief. Hotels, motels, bars, and restaurants, as well as many other small businesses, are encouraged to apply immediately online for this grant opportunity to help alleviate the financial constraint the COVID-19 pandemic has had on businesses. Since the Macon County Health Department's last update on Wednesday, November 24th, there have been 204 new COVID-19 cases reported in Macon County, bringing the total number of COVID-19 cases locally to 16,727 since the start of the pandemic. For these stories,
you've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.